Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Just a Thought with Lainey Evans. I'm your host, Lainey, and today we are going to be talking about building a good summer mindset. Now, if you are new to my podcast, usually every week I have a bunch of weekly segments and a little catch-up portion at the beginning of the episode. If you check out any of my other episodes, you will see that theme. This week, I have been extremely busy. And it is currently Friday. I usually record these episodes on Wednesday and they go up on Sunday. But Wednesday, I went and saw a new Broadway show called New York, New York. And so I was not able to record, and I'm not going to pass up opportunities like that. So I did not get to record the episode on Wednesday. So instead of just not recording the episode altogether because I still want to talk to you guys, I decided that I would just do the topic discussion today rather than doing the catch up and the discussion because I'm limited on how much time I can give to the podcast right now, but I didn't want to just not do it at all. So we're just going to get right into the topic of the episode, but next week I'll either do a longer catch up talking about the past 2 weeks or something like that. So I will make sure to let you guys know what's going on. Don't worry, you will get all the details. It just won't be today. It'll probably be next week. So, with that being said, let's just jump right into today's topic, building a good summer mindset. These are in no particular order, but I'm just going to give you guys some of my tips and things that I prioritize in the summer to feel my best and take care of myself. Number one, ditch diet culture. Don't listen to the fad diets, people telling you that you gotta cut carbs before summer, that you can't eat out during the summer because you have to put on a bathing suit, or like make sure to not eat anything before you go swimming or before you're outside, things like that. Like, don't listen to that stuff. That stuff is so such a bad way to, or such a negative way to like view food, and your relationship with food is so important. Like, building a healthy relationship with food and knowing that like it's there to fuel you and it's there to take care of you and food is not the problem, that is so important. And being able to just ditch diet culture and like whenever you hear things like that, be like, no, I know that's not true. Like, I can eat these things, they aren't bad for me, I'm gonna be okay. It just completely changes how life is. Like, it takes your brain, your mental space is so much more, like, there's so much more mental space to think about so many other things besides, like, oh, I can't eat that, or I can't have that, or oh, I'm scared I'm gonna gain weight. It's that shouldn't be something that you have to worry about all the time. And sadly, diet culture and like the fitness industry and all that sort of stuff has been trying to send out this message every single year of our lives that we have to change the way that we look just because it's summer, but we don't. We can just exist in our bodies the way that they are and love and appreciate them how they are right now and how they've taken care of us during all the other seasons, and they're going to continue to take care of us during summer as well. Number two, going along with the ditching the diet culture, wear the damn bikini. No matter what other people say, no matter what society says about beauty standards and what you have to look like in order to wear a bikini, or if you're stuck in the mindset of, oh, I just need to lose the weight before I can wear the bikini. No, wear the bikini now. Or wear whatever it is you want to wear in the summer. Wear it now. If that's shorts or like a sleeveless shirt or a tank top, wear them now. Why wait? Why should you have to wait for other people to be comfortable in order for you to wear what you want to wear? And the more you do it, yes, it may be uncomfortable at first. Maybe you won't feel super confident, but the more you do it, the more natural it's going to feel, and the more confident you're going to feel when you're wearing those things. Obviously, you don't have to wear a bikini if you don't want to wear a bikini. Wear whatever you want, but whatever you want to wear, wear it, and don't let society tell you that you can't. Because at the end of the day, you're expressing yourself, and as long as you're happy, that's what matters. Number three, find movement that works for you. I personally love lifting at the gym. And I also dance. Obviously, that's what I'm going to school for. And recently, I've decided I think I want to start running. So I will update you guys on this when I update you on like my weekly recap next week. But basically, long story short, I dislocated my shoulder last week in gymnastics. And so this past Wednesday, I had to see a athletic trainer for it. It did go back in place, like it's okay, like I have my arm. But I'm doing some physical therapy right now for it. And I was talking with the athletic trainer, and he was talking to me about training, and he was like, "That's awesome that you strength train. That's amazing." And we were talking about how I can kind of optimize my training and stuff. And he said he thinks it probably would be best if I stick to 4 days of like strength training and then having like some other form of movement like on the fifth day. He said I could stick to 5 days if I wanted to and having one of the lifting days be lighter, which is what I already do. Like my fifth day is like shoulders and rear delts. So it's like smaller muscle groups and not a lot of volume, not a lot of like weight on them. Just like really focusing on my muscle connection and just getting into the gym because it's like a safe space for me. In my gymnastics class, at the beginning of class, we run probably for, I don't know, it's probably like two songs or three songs. So what is that? Like anywhere between like 6 and 10 minutes. But I feel so good running in that class. And I used to, like, I've always told myself I'm not a runner. Like, I'm not a runner. I can't run. I have asthma. It's like, it hurts. But I've realized recently that, like, I actually have a lot of endurance and I think I would really be good at running. And I've also realized over this, like, past year, year and a half, that running isn't always about speed. Like, you can go on runs and, like, run slower and just focus on, like, distance or like your mindset or just going a little bit further, things like that. So I think my new movement for the summer, I think I'm going to change the way I work out, and I'm going to do 4 days of strength training, and then I think I'm going to go on one run on Saturday mornings. I think that's when I'm going to plan my runs. And I got the Nike Run Club app because I've like heard it recommended from some different podcasts before and like people that I follow. It literally will take you from like being a beginner runner and like take you through all the steps and stuff. So the only thing is I need to get running shoes before I start doing that. I think I'm gonna try and look at getting Hokas maybe because I hear that those are really good for running. And I know they're kind of expensive, but I also want to take care of myself because I have to literally dance on these legs and in this body like almost every day. So if I'm gonna be running, I need to like take care of my body as well. So, and I'm not gonna do anything crazy. Like it's gonna be like probably more like jogging than running, and I definitely won't go like super long distance, at least for now. It'll probably only be like a 20 or 30 minute run, depending on what I'm doing, depending on what the app has, you know, what it has set out for me. So that's the new form of movement that I'm gonna be trying this summer, along with like things like playing tennis with your friends or like playing basketball, going swimming, dancing to music. Like if you like to go out on the weekend or something and dance, that's a form of movement. If you live somewhere where you can surf, that's an amazing thing. Beach volleyball, like literally anything. Going for walks since like the sun's gonna be out. And I know a lot of people don't really like going on walks when it's like cold and stuff. I personally still do it because it still helps my mental health, just like getting outside in general. But I know some people don't like to do it until it's warmer in the summer. So things like that, just like finding a form of movement that really makes you happy and makes you feel good. And it doesn't have to be anything like super strenuous. You don't always have to do like the hardest thing or like the most oppressive thing. Do things that make you happy, that feel good in your body and what is accessible to you. Number four, this kind of goes with the movement thing, I guess, but like try new things. Try a new form of movement. Maybe try some classes or like something I've heard a couple of people in my life talk about recently is pottery classes. And that sounds so like so much fun. Like if I had the money to do that, I would totally start taking pottery classes. If I had the money and the time, I would start doing that. But like I love going and just like painting pottery at like those little cute stores where you can like paint them and you come back like a week later and put it in the kiln for you and it's like ready to go, whatever. I love doing that sort of stuff. But yeah, like try new things. Maybe go to a new park or like a new national park and hike or have a campfire with your friends. Maybe try and meet new friends. Go to a restaurant you've never been to before. Just like try new things. Go to the farmer's market. Try to buy things more local. Like, it doesn't have to be anything like super crazy, but maybe go and try and find something new that like you haven't done before or that you've wanted to do and just haven't put the time into it. Now is the time to do it. Start now. Start now. Like, don't wait. Number five is get outside. Getting outside is so important. Vitamin D, sunlight, so important not only for your mental health, but also your physical health because it affects your circadian rhythm, which is the basically like the clock in your body telling you like when you're tired, when it's time to go to bed, and like when it's time to wake up. I cannot express how important sunlight is to me. I do notice a difference on days when it's like really nice out and days when it's like more gloomy. The sun just makes me thrive. Or I don't even necessarily have to be like indirect sunlight, but like having blue skies and like fresh air, it lifts my spirit so much. So try to get outside more this summer if you have the time to. Number six, make plans with your friends. You can do all of these things with your friends. You can find a type of movement with your friends, like go to workout classes, try pottery with your friends, go to new restaurants, go to a park with your friends. Just anything, like ask them if they want to go on a hike, go for a walk with your friends. Spend time with your friends. The summer is such a good time to spend with your friends because the energy is just so good. Not only do I feel like people mentally are more like available to like hang out, and I feel like people just feel more willing to do things in the summer, but also like it doesn't get as dark as early. Like the sun doesn't set as soon. So like there's more time in the day for you to do things, especially if you want to do things outside. And if you work like a 9 to 5 or something, it can be really hard to like do things with your friends when it's already dark by the time you're done with work. But now that the sun's out until later in the day, you can do stuff like that. Number seven is rest and recharge. While it's important to like be active and do all these things, especially while there's nice weather, also a really good idea to take advantage of the ways you can rest. You can still do those things if you want to get outside, but rest while you're outside. Go to a park, lay down a blanket, lay down and just catch some sun, or read a book, or knit, crochet, sip on a coffee. Whatever is something that like recharges you and feels calming and soothing, try it. And if you can take it outside, I highly recommend that. But that's also just because I'm biased and I really like being outside, which is so weird because a couple of years ago, I literally would like never spend time outside. I did a lot when I was little, but then when I was probably like freshman through junior year of high school, or like beginning of junior year, mostly COVID, that sort of stuff. And when I was like in one of the darkest parts of my life, I just never put effort into going outside and I like lost that joy. And then when I finally rediscovered it, everything felt new to me. I didn't remember noticing how beautiful the trees are, how blue the sky is, how nice the wind and like the nice breeze feels on my face. I used to not notice that stuff. And now those little things bring me so much joy. Flowers, you will not believe how many flowers there are here in New York and how happy they make me every single day. I squeal with joy. I giggle. I laugh. I am so happy with how many flowers are here. They're beautiful. There's blossoms, there's tulips, like they're everywhere. The trees are turning green. Oh, sorry, a little bit of a ramble, but everything here is just so beautiful. And I used to take that for granted. And part of me wishes that I wouldn't have, but also I know that I needed to have that so I could have the moment of realizing how beautiful everything actually is. So I wouldn't change it. Anyways, moral of that, get outside, rest and recharge, do what your body needs to do. And the last thing I have for building a good mindset this summer is take time to get to know yourself. Whether that's going on solo dates or journaling or going on walks and like listening to podcasts on topics that are really important to you, just asking yourself questions. Really take time, like set aside some time to spend with just you and do things that bring you joy, bring you happiness. Like I said, yes, it's really good to have friends, have plans with friends, do things with friends, But also on the flip side, it's good to have that independent time with just you, where you're just focusing on yourself and what you need, what you want. Before we end off this podcast, I'm also going to tell you guys 10 of my favorite things either to do in the summer, favorite like products for the summer, anything like that. And these kind of tie in with like the mindset thing for summer. Number one is Australian Gold Vegan Sunscreen. It is pretty much the only sunscreen I've ever tried that actually protects my skin and does not let it burn. Do I have to reapply it every single hour? Yes. But with other sunscreens, even when I apply it every hour, I still get burnt to a crisp. I will take it. I have to order it on Amazon. It comes in like this pink coral color. But yeah, it's just the Australian Gold brand and it's their vegan sunscreen. It's so good. It's chef's kiss. I don't think it's reef safe though, so I don't wear it when I go swimming. If I go swimming in like the ocean or something, because that is bad for reefs. Number two, long walks outside. I've rambled enough about how much I love being outside, but long walks outside, especially in Central Park, they make me so happy. Number three, Black Bow Swimsuits. I believe that's the name of the brand. It's a really cute swimsuit company. Two of my favorite swimming suits are from there. They make really cute bikinis. I think they make some one pieces. I know they make like cute little like cover-up skirts. They make swimsuits for guys. But yeah, I really like it. They have lots of fun patterns and this like the cuts of their bikinis are really cute. Number four is hiking. I just really like hiking. Again, another way to get outside. I love doing it with my family, specifically like going on hikes with my parents. The past couple summers, that's been something that's like has stood out greatly in my memory of like things I really enjoyed doing in the summer was just going on hikes with my parents. Number five, paddleboarding. I don't really have much to say about this other than I just really enjoy paddleboarding. It's very therapeutic to me, very calming. You can like sit on the board, you can lay on the board, you can stand on it, you can jump off of it into the water if you want to cool off. It's just so much fun. And again, it's something that I really enjoy doing with my family. Number six is picnics. I just really love going on picnics. There is the theme of all of these things are pretty much outside, but I just really, they literally are all outside. I just realized that. Oh, guys, I love being outside so much. Anyways, but yeah, picnics. What's not to like about picnics? You get to have food, you can have fun beverages, you can do it by yourself, or you can do it with friends, you can do it outside. Ugh, it's just beautiful. And I don't really go on picnics very much, so like when I do have a picnic, it's like really special to me. Number seven, sunsets and stargazing. Not much to say about that. It's just beautiful. I don't really think I'm gonna get to do a lot of stargazing while I'm here in New York because obviously the city is like most cities, you can't really see the stars because of like the pollution around the city and like the smog and stuff. So that kind of sucks. But I'll be going back to Wisconsin for a couple weeks. So I'm really looking forward to like seeing stars when I'm there. Number eight is campfires. It's just something I've grown up like always enjoying, like going camping with my family and having campfires or like having campfires in our backyard or in our driveway. And having like other families come over and spend time with us. It's always fun. Kind of a core part of summer to me. Like one of the main things I think of when I think of summer is like sitting around a campfire late at night and talking until who knows how late. Number nine is reading in a park. Yeah, I just love reading and I love parks. So really enjoy that. And number 10 is the farmer's market. Like I said earlier, I really recommend you going and checking out a farmer's market, especially if you've never been to one before. They're so cool. You get to see so many like local people, local companies creating like products or selling like foods or products of like things that they put a lot of effort into. And it's a good way to support local farmers. Most of the time, it's more ethical. Like more ethically sourced things, or like made with better materials, things like that. And you know exactly where it's coming from. Those are 10 summer favorites that I could think of off of the top of my head. And with all of that being said, that was today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. I know it was definitely a lot shorter than my usual episodes, and I'm sorry that I was not able to do the usual weekly segments, but we will catch up next week. If you liked this episode, please be sure to give it a rating and review in the Apple Podcast Store, as well as a rating on Spotify. Share it with anyone that you think needs to hear this. And with all that being said, this was Just a Thought with me. I will be in your ears next week. Bye!